This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Once a librarian, always a librarian. That's how it is for Dorothy Kennett, a media librarian who, after retiring from Illinois State University, found a second calling in her field, helping children miles from the Midwestern prairie. GLD's Laura Kennedy has more.
A simple invitation from her son set Dorothy Kennett on a midlife course change. Not too much of a change, because she was still working with books. Now, though, she does her work in South Africa, providing assistance literacy in the form of books, instructional materials, and computer training to underserved children as the engine behind Books for South Africa. It all started, says Kennett, in 2004. Her son Greg was the men's tennis coach at Illinois State University and was planning on taking the team to South Africa. And he invited his mother to go.
And I said, sure, that'd be lots of fun. And we flew into Cape Town and got in a little minibus. There were about 10 of us. And the first thing you see is shack, the largest shack village I've ever seen. It just goes on forever and ever, and it's cardboard and it's corrugated metal.
So there was a great deal of poverty all
right
around.
Right there, and this was a brand new airport. It was in Cape Town. It's just a beautiful, beautiful town. But here it was, right there in the middle. There were kids in the dirt playing. This was the spark. I started seeing that kind of thing all over the country. And when I got home, I couldn't forget it.
But then where did you come up with the idea of starting libraries for the kids in South Africa?
I had applied to an orphanage, and I told them I'd come for a month, and I'd like to volunteer, and I got a no. Yes, I got turned down. So I thought about it, and so my first thought was, I asked about it, and it was because they wanted someone for 6 months. Because in this orphanage, when people came, the kids would say, what's your name and how long are you going to stay? And people were constantly coming and going with these children. And they'd say to them, I love you so much. I'll write you letters. You can come and visit me. And then they walk out the door and they wouldn't hear from them again. And so this is, I really could understand it. So I was sitting at a meeting somewhere one day, and for some reason, this little light bulb went on and said, why don't you take them to a library? And I go, why, yes, I'm a librarian. Why not? And I jumped up, ran home, got on the computer, applied again, and said, and I'll stay 6 months.
And I'm bringing some books with me.
Yeah, I did bring books. I also found books. People had given them everywhere. They were under beds, in closets, in the kitchen.
So you really had to go in and just get them organized.
Exactly.
And, you know, Dewey Decimal System and the whole,
whole
shebang.
Exactly.
What kind of books did you find when you went there?
Pretty much good books for their children. Sometimes really quality books. And then there were other times I would find books in French or workbooks all filled in already. So I did a lot of sorting, too. I found a warehouse that people at the orphanage who accepted gifts had piled books and books and books. And there were spiders and there was dirt. And I got a wheelbarrow and I filled the wheelbarrow and I took it back to the place where I was staying and cleaned all the books and then I wheeled them back.
I mean, this was just absolutely grassroots.
It was grassroots.
I want to do something, I'm going to go get a wheelbarrow and do it.
You know,
you just really literally got your hands dirty.
That's right.
Doing this.
Yeah.
So once you finished with this situation, you moved on to build other libraries.
Well, but I came home. I thought it was a one and done. I had no idea of continuing. So I came home and maybe 6 months later, a lady that I recognized her voice and recognized her name called, and she said, we want to know if we can have a library, too.
So word had gotten around.
Yes. And yes. Somebody had seen it. She had been at the orphanage.
They were impressed with your success.
Yes.
And they knew you could handle a wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
So they said, come on back and help us out. So where was this second location?
This was in a valley, in a rural valley. Suwamani is the name of it. I was there about 4 months, the second time. And the reason that I decided it would be a good thing to do is that I had taken these good notes on what I had done, how I had cataloged, what I purchased, all those things. I thought, I wonder if what I did, I've written enough down that I can duplicate it. So it was kind of a challenge. And again, I learned so much.
Dorothy, what was your biggest challenge in building these libraries?
Well, one challenge I had was at this particular place, we had a beautiful place to put it, nice building, but we didn't have any bookcases or shelves, and so we had to build our own. So I had gone back to the first library and taken pictures, and I had three young men in the area, and so I asked them if they would help me build these shelves, if I would buy the lumber, and I had an idea. And this young man, he had Midwest in his voice, the one from America. And I said, where are you from? And he said, I'm from northern Indiana. And I said, oh, it's too bad you're not from Illinois State. And he said, I am.
He was a Redbird.
Yes.
Seriously, he was an ISU
yes.
student. This is the freakiest coincidence.
And he had just gotten his master's degree. So I made him chief of this building crew. And it was just, I heard them say to each other, they looked around and they said, did you ever build anything? And they said, no.
But they built those bookshelves.
They did. They were so proud. It was shelves for about 3,000 books.
How are you doing with regards to donations? Are you actively seeking monetary donations and books, or do you let serendipity really take a hand
this
there?
This year's been kind of serendipity, but I have gotten donations and enough to send these books. But it is something that even during the times when I'm not there, I want to be able to send books and or some funding to them. I am a not-for-profit, a 501(c). So that is a plus. I didn't do that for a long time, and I finally decided that that was the fairest thing to do.
But you also have done mobile libraries, yeah. too. So why did you decide to go the mobile route?
These are not the usual mobile.
They're not like bookmobiles.
No. So I ran into a school principal somewhere, and we talked about possibilities. I ended up putting books in huge plastic, regular storage things. Put about 100 books in each one. I started out with, I think, 6. And this principal took charge of it. And we moved them from one school to another. And it with mixed success, in a way. I found that the principals were afraid that they would get stolen or damaged, were more worried than they needed to be. And so they'd get the books in the tub, put them in a closet, and lock the door. You just have to appreciate where they're from and what they're doing, and you have to kind of move on from there. That, as far as I know, is still going.
Do you plan on building more?
It depends. My husband's health isn't just great right now, and that's one reason why I haven't gone back. I am sending books, probably yet this week. I have some books that that place called Books to Benefit donated quite a quantity of really, really nice books, and a couple of sets of Childcraft and some dictionary-type things, as well as they love all books. And you would have to see this first library. I had set up an office and a kitchen in this place, and one day the kids were all in school. They were taken by bus to school in town. And she came up to the window and looked at me, and she said, Dorothy, can I have a book? And I handed it out the window, and she hugged it. She took the book and hugged it. You know, things like that were just priceless, absolutely priceless.
That's Dorothy Kennett, founder of Books for South Africa. To date, she's developed 5 complete libraries and given assistance to 4 more library programs in South Africa.
Dorothy Kennett has also established toy libraries to go with the books, helping kids find fun along with the learning. She talked with GLT's Laura Kennedy.